Welcome to the Mystic Access Podcast, where the magic is in learning.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Mystic Access Podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Kim.
And the first thing we're going to do is answer some feedback from Elena in North Carolina.
Yay! She's in my home state. Hey, Elena, thanks for calling the Mystic Access Podcast comment line. We appreciate your call.
She wanted to know how much the Amazon Echo was. First of all, the Amazon Echo, if you have Prime, is $100. If you do not have Prime, it's $200. But the Amazon Echo is also by invitation only. That means that not just anybody can buy it. You have to go to amazon.com/echo and request an invitation. Now, you may or may not get the invitation. I know one person who requested the invitation and did not get it. The other question she had was if you could listen to TV shows through the Amazon Echo, and the answer is no. It is TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and a couple of other radio services. It doesn't have a screen. It doesn't have anything. It is just a 10-inch cylinder, round cylinder. So I hope that this addresses the questions that you had.
Elena, the other thing you could do, if you're anything like me, you could go on eBay and check on there. I know they, when the Echo was originally released, they already had Echoes up on eBay. They were exorbitant as far as the price was concerned. They were there. The prices may have gone down some. I haven't actually checked since the Echo was released. That may be another way that you can check to try to get yourself an Echo should you wish to.
The Echo, when I looked on eBay, because I wasn't sure I was going to get my invitation, they were between $200 and $400. It's definitely not worth $400. $200 is pushing it, but $400, it's definitely not worth it. For those that know, we are currently working on a next generation Victor Reader Stream audio tutorial.
Yay!
And we wanted to share a sample. After this little introduction is done, you will get a sample of the introduction, which runs around 10 minutes in length. It tells all about the tutorial, where we're going, table of contents, and things of that nature.
Yeah, we're quite excited with this project. Chris asked me to come on board and record this tutorial with him because I've been a first-gen stream user for 5 years. I've had my first-gen stream since 2010 and have greatly enjoyed it. And he actually mentioned to me at some point, earlier this year?
Yeah, probably about March or sometime.
Yeah, sometime March or late February, early March, that he thought there was a need. He had talked to people, experienced people with support queries, etc. And because of that, thought there was a need for a second-gen stream audio tutorial and thought it could be something interesting. And I actually laughed at the time. I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. And then I started looking and realized, you know, I think we could create something really exciting and comprehensive. If I may say so, we've sort of surpassed our own expectations with regard to what this thing has become. It's quite a beast. And I say that lovingly because it's turned into a really detailed, really comprehensive experience in the outlining and recording of it. The recording is almost complete as of this date. By this time tomorrow, it should be completed. We are planning to release it in mid-May, and we'll share more about that as the time draws a bit closer. So it's almost time to be born out into the world.
We are hoping to have it a fully navigational DAISY digital talking book format, if I can wrap my head around the software.
Yeah, we're working on it. That's our dream and desire, is to make it very, very navigable for you guys, to be able to use it very intuitively, very easily. That's our whole purpose behind the DAISY navigation, and it's a pretty exciting concept. It's not something that is really happening out there, and we really wanted to be able to offer that. And I think we presented it in such a way where you can easily discover the information and the tools that you want in the tutorial. So we're quite excited with how it's coming together thus far. If you are interested in being the first to know when the tutorial is released, you can contact us right now at show@mysticaccesspodcast.com. And one of us will get back to you. Just put Victor Reader Stream or Stream Second Gen or Stream New Gen, something like that in your subject line. We can get back to you. If this sounds like something that interests you, we would love to be able to provide you with more information when we are closer to the release date. So feel free to contact us now while you're thinking about it, and we will get right back to you and add you to the list.
So without further ado, here is a sample of the Victor Reader Stream audio tutorial. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hi. Welcome to the Humanware Victor Reader Stream New Generation Audio Tutorial by Mystic Access. My name is Kim Loftus, and I will be your guide on this adventure. Mystic Access created this New Generation Stream audio program because we saw a need to make available a learning tool that would be easy, interactive, very comprehensive, and a lot of fun for you to use. We wish to support you in learning how to use your stream in a step-by-step and enjoyable manner, and to empower you to become comfortable using this technology in your daily life with ease. We have attempted to cover a lot within the course of this tutorial. However, our goal was to make it simple for you to utilize the audio in bite-sized chunks, should this be your preference, and in doing so, still gain a thorough understanding of the material you study. We have broken this tutorial up into both parts and sections within each part to make your navigating and learning of the material as convenient as possible. Our goal was to make each section a comprehensive unit within itself. Therefore, if you have specific areas of interest, such as utilizing bookmarks, learning the multi-tap text entry method, using Audible for your stream, and so on, you can find all of the relevant information for achieving your desires in specific sections, without having to bounce around a lot between and among various sections. If you're starting from scratch in learning your stream, this program can serve both as a thorough jumping-off point to get you started, or as a deep dive to support you in learning both the basic and advanced functions of a unit. Please note that this tutorial is an audio daisy book and includes a wide variety of navigational elements. You can easily move between parts at level 1, from section to section within level 2, and between discussion topics within sections at level 3. To play this program utilizing the DAISY navigation available, you may unzip and place it within the $VRDTB folder of your stream's SD card, or into the relevant folder of any device you have that is capable of playing audio DAISY books. There's a second important factor that led us to create this audio program. We know from personal experience, as assistive technology users ourselves, that beginning to use a piece of assistive technology, or learning to more comprehensively use a piece of assistive technology, can sometimes prove to be a very intimidating experience. So we wanted to create a product that would both teach and empower, and which would be interactive enough so that you could use it as a springboard to be able to explore and grow in the use of your stream on your own, in a way that doesn't make you feel as if you're being shoved off a cliff, as it were. We hope that you will find this program helpful, that you will enjoy using it, and we thank you for the opportunity to assist you in learning to utilize your Victor Reader Stream in a fun and comprehensive manner. Now, let's take a detailed look at what we're going to be covering throughout this tutorial. Part 1 includes a full overview of the stream, its physical appearance, key descriptions and layouts, and also some important basic functions that will be useful for you to know in advance as we move further into the tutorial. In Section 1 of Part 1, we will be going through a basic overview and orientation. In this section, we'll also be discussing the use of SD cards, thumb drives, some specifics of the battery compartment and inserting and removing the battery,
how to charge your stream using its micro USB port, how to insert and remove the device from the included case, exploring the functions of the power key, and more. In Section 2, I'll show you how to enter, exit, and explore within Key Describer mode. In Section 3, we'll take a look at the built-in user guide. In Section 4, we'll explore the stream's time and date settings, as well as the sleep options. In Section 5, we'll be discussing the Bookmarks feature. This is a useful tool for you to have at your disposal as you begin exploring and utilizing the stream's various bookshelves. In Section 6, I'll be teaching you all about text entry. Typing text on your stream will require you to use the multi-tap text entry method. In this section, I'll be showing you a few tips, which may make familiarizing yourself with this method somewhat easier and less intimidating, if typing this way is new to you. In Section 7, we'll be entering the stream's built-in user guide to conduct a text search. In Part 2, we'll be covering the standard or offline bookshelves. Section 1 will cover the notes bookshelf. Section 2 will cover the text bookshelf. Section 3 will cover the talking books or DTB bookshelf. Section 4 will cover the other books shelf. And Section 5 will cover the saved podcasts shelf. In Section 6, we'll explore the music shelf. Finally, in Section 7, we'll take a detailed look at the Audible bookshelf and how to utilize Audible.com and its wide variety of books available as a great source of reading material for your stream. In Section 8, we'll be taking a comprehensive look at all of the menus and menu options that are available to you in your offline bookshelves. In Part 3, we'll move on to look at the online bookshelves. Before we can do this, however, we'll need to connect to Wi-Fi in order for you to be able to fully enjoy utilizing the online bookshelves. So in Section 1 of Part 3, we're going to explore how to connect the stream to a Wi-Fi network, how to validate this connection, and more. In Section 2, we'll be discussing the Internet Radio bookshelf, where there are thousands of stations available for your listening pleasure. In Section 3, I'll be showing you how to use the built-in Wiktionary and Wikipedia features. In Section 4, we'll look at the National Library Service Braille and Audio Reading Download, or BARD service, and how you can search for, browse, and download books from BARD directly onto your stream in just a few keystrokes. Section 5 will cover the Podcasts online bookshelf. I'll show you how to search for podcasts, how to add them to your stream, and more. In Section 6, we'll be discussing how you can download and listen to newspapers and magazines available via the NFB Newsline service. Section 7 will cover how to search for and download materials from Bookshare. Finally, in Section 8, I'll show you how to check for and install software updates. In Part 4, we will be discussing the Humanware Companion software program. I'll be teaching you how to use several functions that are available through the Companion. We'll begin by downloading and installing the Companion. We'll explore its menus. We'll transfer a few files, including an NLS BARD book and a podcast file. I'll show you how to place and read PDF files on your stream using the Companion. And I'll be showing you how to create playlists. We'll be creating an SD card label. We'll explore the options menu. We'll check for a Companion update. And finally, I'll show you how to check for a stream update directly from the Humanware Companion software. Last, but certainly not least, Part 5 contains a marvelous miscellany. In this part, I'll show you how to lock and unlock your stream, and we'll discuss the various reset methods available in case your stream has a lockup or you run into another issue requiring this measure. Finally, we'll have a little fun. Because if you don't like the text-to-speech voices that come default on your stream or would like to try some others, I'll show you how to change them using other software options that Humanware makes available. There will definitely be some other goodies that we'll explore along the way, but this is a primary summary of topics that we're going to be covering throughout this stream tutorial. Before we dive into Part 1, I'd like to share a little bit with you about a couple of surprise sections that will pop up from time to time as you listen. Each part, parts 1 through 5, will include a section called the Encouragement Corner. We included this section to help with the previously mentioned intimidation factor that assistive technology users can sometimes face. Mystic Access recognizes the fact that sometimes beginning to use assistive technology that is new to you can be rather scary, especially when said technology includes a lot of functions, a big learning curve for you, etc. Sometimes a user can begin to feel overwhelmed, and we get that. So the Encouragement Corner is going to provide little tidbits of advice and commentary to encourage, inspire, and support you in feeling more grounded in your learning process. In this section, I'll be using my over 9 years of experience as a personal life coach to provide you with tips, tools, action steps, and suggestions to help you to utilize your device with confidence while having fun doing it. The Now It's Your Turn section will appear at the end of each part of this tutorial. This is a small section where I provide some home play for you. Just little assignments to support you in gaining confidence in using, exploring, and learning more about your stream independently of this program. This section essentially puts you in the sandbox and encourages you to become proactive and play with your stream a bit by yourself. You can choose to pause at the end of the Now It's Your Turn sections to do the home play, or you may rather do these actions at your own pace, whenever it's convenient. We hope that both the Encouragement Corner and Now It's Your Turn sections will serve as fun additions to your learning process, and that you will use them as you see fit. So now that you know what we're going to be learning, I hope you're excited. If you're planning to follow along with me using your own stream, which I definitely encourage, please have it ready. Now, let's dive into part one of the stream tutorial.
The preceding podcast is a presentation of Mystic Access, where the magic is in learning. To contact us, please visit www.mysticaccess.com. Call us 716-543-3323 and press 2 to reach our Mystic Access podcast comment line. Email us at show@mysticaccesspodcast.com and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mysticaccess. Would you like to spread the word about our podcasts? Please tell your friends and colleagues to visit us at www.mysticaccesspodcast.com. If you enjoy what you hear on our podcasts, feel free to leave us an iTunes rating and review. We certainly appreciate those. Also, you may feel free to use our podcasts in your own RSS feed. Just be sure that all of our contact information is left intact. Thanks for spreading the word, and thanks for listening. We hope that you have enjoyed this episode.